20 years ago this weekend, Dawson's Creek debuted over on, was it the CW? At the WB. It was a WB.
It was one of those.
Yeah, it was, because these were all WB promos that we used to do. And Dawson's Creek was a huge, huge show for the young teenager of the day. Were you too young at the time? You were too young to watch that, weren't you?
I was too young to be into it, but I definitely remember it. I was about 10. I was preteen about when it was really popular.
Yeah. And it was a show that starred James Vanderbeek, Katie Holmes, Michelle Williams, Joshua Jackson, all who went on to do gigantic things out in Hollywood after the fact.
No doubt.
But this is what launched their careers. They were teenagers. They were in this town. And, you know, it was the most stereotypical teen issues that they went through on a weekly basis. And I think that it's at some point they introduced a gay character in there or somebody. One of the girls got cancer. They just went through everything that you think that people would in these ridiculous coming-of-age shows, television shows.
Yeah, but it was like a weekly thing for them.
Something else would happen every week.
Oh, no, I've got AIDS.
Right, yeah. Yes, it was every single week. And so we used to laugh because when they would run the trailers actually on the WB or on our net, you know what? How we knew about this is
they bought space on our station and they'd run them during our spot sets.
Right. So we were running these promos and it was always Paula Cole, the I Don't Want to Wait song, whatever that song is actually called.
I think it's called I Don't Want to Wait.
Okay.
Which is an incredibly, I've had to pull up the music to make this thing earlier today and it had the lyrics on it. I'm like, this is terrible.
Yeah. It's a very sad song.
Yes.
Right. But every single one of the trailers.
It's about dying and stuff.
And it had this, you know.
Yeah, Kimberly.
It had the deep voice guy on there like, tonight on a very special Dawson's Creek. You know, that type of guy. And it would always be a young 16, 15-year-old kid in some sort of peril. Whether it was disease, whether it was family, whether it was school. Any of that. Drinking, you know? And so we thought it was just so awful and so stereotypical. And again, we were jaded 20-somethings at the time, looking down upon the younger generation, that we would make fun of it and start creating our own promos. And so sometime in the late 90s, these started running here on the ticket. And we would get together, me and Gordon, and Davey was a part of a few of these as well, because we would do them on Saturday. We would just crack each other up, writing these, recording these, all of it. So I don't even know what you guys have, but since it's the 20th anniversary and they're launching a new one and they sent us a new trailer, before we do that, we need to listen to a few of some of the older Dawson's Creek trailers.
Tonight on an all-new Dawson's Creek.
Dawson, what are you doing with all your camping gear?
I've had it, Kimberly. I'm joining the war. It's time to do something good, and it's time to stop doing things ungood.
But Dawson, won't the school football team be upset? You've been their starting quarterback for 13 years.
I've had it with high school, Kimberly. Everyone's so non-mature. Hey, can you help me load my beer cooler into my backpack?
Dawson, you can't drag a cooler around the desert while you're fighting in the war.
You're right, Kimberly. I have to settle for just hard liquor and a small bong. War is so hard, Kimberly.
Dawson, will you miss me while you're in Iraq?
Yes, Kimberly. But I hear when you're tagging the women over there, they have to wear a sheet so you can't see their ugly faces. War is awesome.
Oh, Dawson, it's called a burqa. It's for their religion. And if you cheat on me, I promise I'll never sleep with you again.
You're right, Kimberly. I should respect the customs of Africans and their sheep people. Hey, all this talk about war is making me horny. Take your shirt off.
Oh, Dawson, you sound just like Rambo. Take the safety off your gun.
War is awesome!
I want to meet some of these African sheep people.
Oh, man. I've forgotten about that one.
I forgot about most of these. Aren't these fun, Mike?
They're stupid.
You love them and you know it.
Oh, man. All right. Well, there's one example. Let's hear another.
Yeah.
Tonight on a very last Dawson's Creek.
Very last.
Kimberly, I think I know why you don't like me anymore. I'm not mature enough for you.
Yes, Dawson. That's one of many reasons I don't like you. I'm glad you're beginning to realize that.
That's what I mean, Kimberly. You're so smart, and I'm the unsmartest person I know. So I'm going to change right now. I'm going to quit my job at Blockbuster and build a time machine. I've got to get back to high school. It's where I belong.
A time machine? You're so stupid, Dawson. It's insane. What are you thinking?
You're right, Kimberly. It's insane. But high school is the place for me. I've got to get back. They could use my speed at quarterback.
Look, Dawson, why don't you go back and get your teaching certificate? You can teach the high school children the things that you know. You'd be a marvelous educator.
Yeah, and an awesome quarterback, too. I'm going to kick so much ass on the field, I can't wait. Hut one, hut two. Oh, man, where's my beer bong?
Dawson, give it up. You can't play football anymore. You're 34 years old.
You're right, Kimberly. It looks like I'll have to play baseball or basketball. But no soccer. That's for losers. Hey, all this talk about sports is making me thirsty. Take your shirt off.
I don't even know what that means. I'm not even pregnant. I'm breaking up with you, Dawson. That's it. I can't take it anymore.
You're right, Kimberly. Hey, when I get my first hit on the baseball team, I'm going to dedicate it to you, my best girl.
Oh, Dawson, I bet you could hit a home run right now.
Once a slut, always a slut.
Oh, Lord.
You're laughing.
You really are.
No, I'm not. I'm laughing on the inside. I am not.
It's all you can do not to laugh.
I'm waiting for this segment to be over with.
Then you can go home. So get out of here.
Get on to normal
you
stuff.
You can leave.
The best segment we've ever done, and you know it.
All right. One more before we get the new one, because I can't wait for the return.
Tonight, on a very special triple-canceled Dawson's Creek.
You know, Dawson, ever since you killed my cat by giving it too many whiskey shots, you seem really distant.
Yeah, I love that little guy, but how was I supposed to know that he was such a lightweight? I'm sorry if I've been mean to you lately.
It always helped me to remember something my mom told me once. Do unto others as they would do unto you.
You're right, Kimberly. Hey, all this talk about moms is making me horny. Take your shirt off.
Here, Dawson, I've bought you a gift. It's a little puppy. Until you can show me that you're a responsible man with the dog, I'm never having sex with you again.
Oh, awesome. I love dogs. They're just like people, only they don't speak American.
Oh, Dawson, you're such an ingrate twit. I hate you.
You're right, Kimberly. I should love my new dog real hard. Hey, have you ever heard of the peanut butter trick?
Oh, Dawson, let's have a three-way.
Oh! Hey, that was easier than I thought.
God!
He laughed at the peanut butter trick. I heard it.
Okay, I
did not.
My favorite is that he killed her cat by giving it too many whiskey sours, and she's worried about why he's distant. Is she the most codependent person
ever
in the history of the world?
I feel terrible for Kimberly.
Oh, poor Kimberly. And Dawson's so bipolar.
Well, thank God.
Yeah.
They're resurrecting the show.
After 20 years.
And for all of the Dawson's Creek fans out there, let's see where they're heading to now in the future.
Tonight, on an all-new, triple-canceled, confusing revamp of Dawson's Creek.
Dawson, thank you so much for coming with me to the Women's March. I feel so inspired, and I just can't tell you how much you being by my side means to me.
No prob, Kimberly.
There's so many jugs here, and I'm ready to give out a lot of beads.
Dawson, it's not Mardi Gras. You're missing the point of the march. We were marching for women's rights. Don't you understand?
Totally, Kimberly. But why call it a march when it's in January?
Dawson, you ingrate. It's not about the month of March. It's a march, like a protest or a military march.
Oh, military. I love Call of Duty. Hey, all this Nazi talk is making me horny. Take your shirt off.
Oh, Dawson, I just can't do this anymore. The women's movement is so important to me. We're finally gaining a voice and making progress. And until you realize that, I don't think I can be with you.
You're right, Kimberly. I need to grow up. High school has been the best 17 years of my life, but it's time to move on. I've slayed all the ass in this town anyway. I need to be learned like you are, Kimberly. I'm going to refrigerator school, and then I'm gonna run for president of the United States.
Oh, President Dawson, grab me by the p***y.
Women's march are badass!
They're very topical.
Women's march are badass.
They're very, very topical. Yes. I mean, we just had the women's march over the weekend.
We did. This stuff is ripped from the headlines, man.
I like how they're playing on people's recent emotions, Mike.
So that's where this is headed, huh?
It looks like it is. President
Watch
Dawson.
Out for Dawson's Creek and vote Dawson.
Once he graduates refrigerator school.
Yeah, and gets out of high school after 17 years.